see sport differently is a Sport England funded initiative from RNIB, the UK's leading sight loss charity, and British Blind Sport, a charity that's dedicated to helping blind and partially sighted people access opportunities in sport and activity. Now, we want more people with sight loss feeling the benefits of sport and also exercise. Now, whether that's taking part or attending live events or watching at home, someone who has reaped the benefits of a sportier lifestyle is Gordon Harris, and he joins me now. Gordon, thanks very much for your time today. You come from a big bowling family. You're third generation.
Yes, I am the third generation. My grandfather and father bowled before me, and now my 20-year-old daughter has also started playing, so we're now on the fourth generation.
That's amazing that so many generations have followed on from the next.
My daughter is also disabled. She has learning difficulties, but she has played for her country on two different occasions. So I'm very, very proud of her.
Extremely proud. Now, you played as a youngster.
I started playing bowls when I was 14. I was fully sighted, didn't have any eye condition or eye problems at all. And then all of a sudden, when I was 30, both my retinas popped when I was working as a plumber for the local authority. So once that happened, I was totally blind in my right eye. I've got very little vision in my left eye. So I didn't think I'd be able to play my sport again. However, I did go back to my club and played with people who didn't have any vision problems. But I also saw the Commonwealth Games in Scotland, where the Welsh team were represented for visually impaired bowlers. And that got me thinking that there must be something in my area so that I could go to join. And I found a club down in Swansea, which is 60 miles away from me, which obviously then means a trip of 120 miles with bus and train and taxi. But I found I enjoyed it so much that I now go down twice a week. So it's been a godsend for me. It's really, really helped me with my mental health and getting me out and about and meeting, obviously, other visually impaired people as well. We've got about 18 members in our club in Swansea, and they couldn't have made me more welcome if they tried.
What were those years in between like? Did you feel really left out?
Yes, I did, totally. I mean, bowls was my life up until I lost my sight. I played five or six times before I lost my sight. I had good friends down in the bowling green. But I didn't play for 2.5 years because I didn't think, as a visually impaired bowler, I would be able to do it. But one of my friends down in the outdoor club asked me to come along and try it out. I did go. I was a little bit apprehensive about it, and it wasn't the same. I couldn't join in with the other bowlers like I used to. My standard obviously had dropped right through the floor and I was starting from scratch. But I didn't know that there were different ways for visually impaired bowlers to play. Once I found the club in Swansea, that completely changed. But as I said, the best thing about it was it got me out of the house for the first time in 3 or 4 years to go somewhere, to do something that I enjoyed. I do suffer with mental health problems. I'm on medication for it. But what I found is that going out and meeting all these other people and traveling the length and breadth of the United Kingdom to play for the visually impaired teams, it's made a huge difference to my life.
It sounds like it's given you a purpose.
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, my daughter told me the other day, that bowls is your life, Dad, isn't it? I said, yes, it is, because I enjoy it so much and I'm able to do it on my own without having to drag my wife and daughter along with me, which gives me my own independence. And that is the biggest difference. My wife will tell you that she's seen a big difference in my attitude since then. And I've been playing visually impaired bowls now for over 8 years. So it's something that's part of my life again. So as bowls was before I lost my sight, it's back to where it was again, where I can go and enjoy the game and meet other people.
Obviously, we're pushing this campaign to encourage people to be fitter and active and get involved in sports. What advice would you give personally, having gone through, firstly, sight loss, thinking you couldn't keep playing the sport you love to then get involved in the new lease of life?
Yeah, it sounds easy, but I found it very difficult to see or find anything that would suit me. It was just pure luck that I managed to be watching the Commonwealth Games in Scotland and I saw these people. But getting out of the house first is the first step, and committing yourself to be ready to meet new people. Once you are involved with other visually impaired people, you're in like a little community of yourself, and everybody's so friendly, doesn't matter which sport it is. I just found it totally, totally worth the effort.
So if someone did want to take that first step and get in touch with a local club, how did they go about doing it, Gordon?
My suggestion, because I live in Wales, would be to call Disability Sport Wales. They are funding my sport at the moment, which is bowls, and they will point people in the right direction. Ask them to put you in touch with a gentleman called John Wilson.
Fantastic. What about the role RNIB have played with yourself?
I was very fortunate. I was having my eye checked with the optician one day, and I mentioned to him, you know, that if there was somebody coming into his clinic with visual impairment, going through what I'd gone through with, you know, with sight loss, to ask them to give me a ring. And he mentioned to me about volunteering for the RNIB. And so I did. The following day, I phoned the RNIB up. They put me in touch with a lady from RNIB Connect. And I've been a volunteer now for the last 6.5 years. I'm a befriender over the phone. I also organise events in my county to promote the RNIB. But again, that is another factor that has given me such a big boost in my own self-confidence.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, I've done a lot of things like public speaking and I wouldn't have never have done that if it hadn't have been for the help I've had from the RNIB and the enthusiastic way that they helped me along as well.
It's been fantastic talking to you, Gordon. Good luck for the future. Thanks very much for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, thank you very much indeed.
And visit Seasport Differently's hub at seasportdifferently.org.uk.